AFA, BMW. AFA, BMW.
KE8, that's KC Mobile, isn't it? KE8, that's KC Mobile, isn't it? KE8, that's KC Mobile, isn't it?
KE8ZKC. Good morning from KD8DXQ.
Well, fine there, but this is KE8ZKC, and I am mobile. Over, and I'm driving, and I'm cutting up the mobile, actually.
Oh, you were a little broken that time. I didn't quite copy you. This is KD8DXQ.
DXQ. Yeah, I'm driving towards the main repeater that this is on. So it'll get better in time. If it's manageable now, let me know. If not, I'll call you back in a little bit. This is KE8ZKC.
Well, that was pretty good. That was pretty good there. I also moved a bit, and hopefully that helped on my end. Well, anyway, good morning. You got Bill here in Canton. Where are you located right now?
Morning, Bill. My name is Joey. I'm actually right now, I'm driving towards Fenton. I'm in Heartland right now at the moment, getting ready to hop on 23 to go into Fenton. So I'm actually, I'm going towards the main base tower for the whole network. So if this one goes down, we got bigger problems. But yeah, I'm trying to hop on 23 Heartland here, Bull 23 in Fawcett Road, in good old Livingston County, getting ready to move over to Genesee. I didn't copy that beginning, though. How are you doing this morning?
Oh, not too bad. I'm just kind of getting done rewriting a code plug for the DMR handheld here. And, it's good. At least I'm transmitting. So that's a good sign. I had to redo all the scan lists. Well, not all of them, but redo a scan list and then put that scan list into all the channels. So it took a while, but it's done. How about you? What you got going today?
Oh, yeah, I've done that. If you have the BTEMP DMR 6x2, that's what I'm using, you can set it. You can set up what's called a ROM list with a receive list in the ROM list, and you only got to do it once for all the repeaters you want on that for that talk group. When I figured that one out, it took me probably 4 hours trying to do exactly what you're doing. But you got to do it on the computer. You can't do it by the keypad on the radio. But it's a very long story by own stupidity. But I'm currently driving out to Fenton this fine morning with a gas washer in my truck to trade it with some guy off Facebook for an electric one. When I bought the dryer last week, I looked at it and I saw it was only $120. And I thought to myself, well, that's weird for an electric. And as I'm driving home, I realized, it's gas, not electric, which is why it's $120. So, yep, that was a whole week ordeal. But I found some guy in Fenton, and, he's actually in Cryo, but we're meeting halfway. So Fenton is within, 5 miles either way of us. We're being halfway, so we're meeting Fenton to trade. So, it's been a fun week for me, but... Yeah, I miss DMR. I can't, with my setup in my apartment, I can't hit the MI5 network reliably. So whenever I get out to either Fenton, Novi, or Dansville, I always hop on to see if anybody's out there, because I miss DMR in Livingston County. Went to switch to YSF and all the repeaters to DMR. So I don't get to play on DMR as much as I want, but I thoroughly enjoy DMR. It's probably the best sounding digital system there is that's available for us. I thoroughly enjoy it. Back to you.
Yeah, okay. I'm on the Novi repeater right now with my handheld. Now, I thought the Howell repeater, had a couple of DMR talk groups, 310-195, and boy, the Howl Blue, I forget what talk group number that is, but they won't take DMR anymore.
All right, hold on tight, because this is a funny story. Yes, the Blue Talk Group, I can't remember off the top of my head right now. On my radio, I have it labeled Lark 1, Lark 2, because that's the way I labeled it. But, they still are there through hotspots. Just the Blue. The Green Zone, the 95 Talk Group, is just local, irrelevant. It's not for anything anymore. What had happened was we had the multi-mode that was the multi-mode repeater, and that was D-Star, DMR, and YSF. It was all hooked up to the twin network that you can access through hotspots. Well, I don't remember the whole... I wasn't there for it. I got the story. Somebody updated their internet, and it changed their IP address. Well, the software that they were using in order to hook everything up to the multi-mode to the network so you can hit it through hotspots and everything did not support 32-bit software anymore. It was the Amazon Cloud is what it was. It did not support 32-bit software anymore. And they couldn't find a system that worked on 64-bit, so they dropped everything off of the multi-mode repeater except for YSF and D-Star. So they dropped DMR because they were able to get YSF and D-Star to work with a different software to go into the network for hotspots. You can still use DMR if you have a hotspot to go into the Blue Zone. It's not on any repeater right now. They want to get it back onto a repeater at some point, but it's going to be a while just because they got to figure out. This is 8850.
Boy, the fun. That doesn't sound like fun at all. Oh, boy. Okay, well, hey, that's interesting to know. Yeah, I go in on the XLX 982 side. I think that will give me the Fusion, but I use D-Star for it. I think that does me just fine getting into the whole machine then.
You can use DMR on the XLX. At one point there was two XLXs, and now there's only one. What they ended up doing is we had a whole new network, a whole new system a couple weeks ago, where the main 146.68 repeater, the LARC repeater, quote-unquote, now supports FM and YSF directly to the network. So they kind of went full YSF now, but if you have a hotspot, you can still use DMR and D-Star. But that was kind of the whole story behind that. It was funny when they were telling me about it. I did get a good laugh at it, because what else can you do at that point? But, yeah, it was a chain of events, but, oh, well, it's over now. But, yeah, like, back to the point, if I miss DMR, I enjoy DMR. When the conditions are right for my apartment, I can hit work. I probably don't got a 50-watt hand. I don't got a 50-watt DMR either. I just have a handheld and an external antenna, so I need the conditions to be right in order to play on DMR now. Or I gotta, take a drive somewhere, like today. So, anyway, what exciting things are you doing today?
Okay, well, the last sentence, you were fine until that last sentence after you said all you got to do is take a drive. Not what I was going to say. KD8DXQ here. Yeah, well, thanks for letting me know about the 6.8. I think it's the 6.8. I thought I was going nuts the other day, or somebody was too close. I was scanning all around trying to find what this digital noise was on that frequency. Okay, so it's Fusion now also. Very good to know.
Oh, yeah, just turn your phone switch on. That's what we all ended up doing, because you can still talk on analog, FM, but it's also Fusion, so you just got to turn tongue scrubs on. If you were to have keyed up when you heard the digital noise, you would have switched the repeater to everybody talking on it to FM if your radio's programmed correctly. But if they're not, or you're talking to somebody on the network through the internet, they won't switch to FM, obviously, but FM gets priority on the 6.8 now.
Okay, very good. Yeah, I better turn on that tone squat. I'm sure it's the same tone as going in, correct? Would that be correct?
Affirm, 162.2 is the tone. It's the same end going out.
Okay, appreciate that information. Well, hey, you know, everything worked out for you on those dryers, it sounds like. A little bit of a headache, but, hey, everything's working out in the end.
Yeah, we'll see. I was very annoyed the last weekend at myself for letting it happen. And then I had some, I put on Facebook Marketplace, either I'm willing to sell or trade, I don't care. And I had this lady come out, and I was brutally honest on this thing on Facebook that, it has some dents. It works fine. It's just not the prettiest thing in the world. It has some dents. It's beat up. It's about 10 years old. I was told it was free, but come to find out it was 10 because I didn't look at the serial number. So that was on me. But everything else on there was, brutally honest. It's not the prettiest thing in the world. It's got some dents in it, so it works fine. And this lady was just not, she was all mad at me for not looking. She didn't look at the pictures is what it boiled down to. She just read the description and called it good. So that was Sunday. That made me mad. And then Wednesday, this guy messaged me saying he's willing to trade. I was brutally honest with him, and I just said, if you want a beautiful dryer, you have to take the one. But if you want one that works, this works. And he agreed that it's a dryer. It's not a fashion statement. If it dries clothes, it works. So, I got lucky. But other than that, what are you doing this fine day?
Oh, just got done with our morning QSO on 6 meters, and then I got in here and did some updating on this DMR program, and a little bit here as it warms up, I got to get out and do some weeding in the flower bed and cutting out some vines that are overgrowing some of my bushes. Those grapevines around here are terrible. And gotta go take my sister shopping and maybe get a little time to just chill, I hope, later today. Anyway, I'm going to say 73s. And good deal on your dryer. And thanks for the info. And I better go change that CTCSS for the 6.8 while I'm thinking of it. 73s from KD8DXQ.
Most of the summer there. And there was this old grape bush out in the backyard that was there since I was probably, as far as I can remember. And Dad always hated it. I always hated it. He just didn't know how to get rid of it because it's, it's a vine bush. What are you going to do? And it was taking over a bunch of lilac bushes and everything. So I ended up just getting mad at it one day, and I took the garden tractor, and I went through probably 10 blades on that tractor with the mower. But it died. And then I had my buddy who's really good with plants come out, and I said, how do I kill the roots on this thing? And we put a tarp over it for probably 3 or 4 months, killed all the grass around it, and that thing never came back. And then I took care of all the bushes, made them all pretty again, and that was probably 3 or 4 days worth of work just out of being annoyed with it. But it was a fun time. But yeah, I got to go to my house with my parents. So I'll run over there. Run over my parents' house on every day and take care of the animals and stuff. I got an older lawn today. So that's going to be fun. I do miss, I live in the apartment now, so I don't get to mow anymore, but I do miss mowing the lawn.
All that I don't miss. And amazing that you got that stuff, that grapevine to go away. Every year I got to cut it. And, it's crazy. But anyway, hey, I'm going to get going here. So I'll say 73s and in motor safe. And hopefully you come out with a nice dryer. KE8DX, keep clear after you.
Alrighty, Bill. Sounds good. KE8ZKC. I will be listening for a little bit longer. 73, man.
V3K and I'm all with them.
Last station, loud and clear, KE8ZKC.
Oh, thanks very much. Just put the radio in the car and checking out that it's something working. Name is Perry, Tango Echo Romeo Romeo Yankee, located in Chatham, Ontario, mobile. VE3K and I. Go ahead. I missed it. It was KB8 something or something. Sorry, it went by fast.
Oh, yeah, no big deal. It's KE8ZKC, and you are really on the hot side there. I don't know if you can turn your mic sensitivity down or move the mic away from your mouth. Either way, it's really hot. You're kind of overpowering the speaker there.
Yeah, sorry about that. That was my fault. I was reaching down, putting wires away. Got too close to the mic. Appreciate that.
Yep, no big deal. Figured I'd pass it along because people don't realize, you know, a lot of... I'm saying that I was one of those people that didn't realize digital can overpower a lot quicker than analog can. So I learned that, and now I kind of mentioned to people because I had to learn somehow. So, alrighty, I got to go. I just figured I'd respond back that it's working. So, KE8ZKC, I'll be clear.
Okay, but again, thanks a bunch. I appreciate that. I know it's working, and I just find some Velcro. I'll stick this down, and we're good. Have a good day. All the best for now. VE3K and I, clear.
KDXV, KDXV, NAPWM, NAPWM, NATPD.
Well, good morning. I didn't catch the call. This is NAPWM. Name is Craig.
Yeah, hello, Craig. It's NAKPE. And my name here is Pete, Belford, Michigan.
All right, NAKPE. How you doing, Pete? I could not catch the call for nothing. I had the radio turned down. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good. Figured I'd monitor statewide this morning and see if I recognized anybody. You were it.
Well, good to hear you in there. Not in a while. Well, Dan sometimes is on here, so I try to give him a call. Didn't realize you were on here monitoring, but what have you been up to?
Nothing much. Mostly babysitting here at the house, so it's... When you get old, I think that's what happens. Grandpa now, so I have to babysit. But it's okay. How are things up north?
Things are good. Things are really good. We're still totally discombobulated, and some stuff is still in boxes, and I think that's going to take years to finally get straightened out. But everything is going great up here. We're loving it. You know, it's quiet, other than the war games that are going on this weekend, which are rattling the house. But things are good. Things are good. So I think we made the right choice. As far as babysitting, our grandkids are grown, and Katie has not blessed us with a grandchild yet. Hopefully she and her beau will get married and maybe give us another grandbaby.
Yeah, okay, roger that. Sounds good. Yeah, I'm on, I'm coming in on the OVI machine. I got the antenna in the attic, hopefully not breaking up too much. I think I'm on 25 watts here. I don't want to type the frequency either. I'll listen one more time. I'm going to say 73 to you, NAPWM, this is NAKPE.
Pete, very good. Wonderful to hear you in there. It's been too long. Next time you're up here, give me a shout, and we'll see if we can't meet up. You know, you're doing great. The Novi machine's pretty high up on the Roco tower, but you're doing a fine job into the system, nice and clean. I'm coming in on the Mayo machine. This one is actually just north of town. Really, really solid machine up here. So it's good to be able to talk all over the place. So we'll say 73, and you have a wonderful day. Enjoy the grandkids there, and hopefully we'll chat with you soon. I'm a KPE signed. This is NAPWM. We'll be clear.
KE8ZKC Mobile listening.
W8COP testing on statewide 1. W8COP. W8COP.
K8VUD Horval, Kilo Delta 8, Victor Uniform Delta. K8VUD on statewide 1. Anybody around for a quick chat?
K8VUD from W8COP. Did I hear you asking for a signal report?
Hey, good afternoon. My name is Jimmy, and I'm connecting to Byron. I believe we're camping over here. I was just looking to make a quick contact.
Here is Chris. I'm up in Rose City coming in on the Mayo repeater. You sound loud and clear.
Perfect. Yeah, we're just sitting around the bonfire here at the campsite and hanging out and happened to figure out that I actually had Byron City already programmed in my radio.
Well, very good. Yep, sounds great. And, boy, what a beautiful weekend for camping. I got 64 degrees up here and a few clouds, but... other than that, it's a beautiful day.
Great weather the whole weekend. We've actually been camping for almost a week now. We were over at Silver Lake Sand Dunes, and now over towards Grand Rapids, and be headed back home tomorrow.
Well, I'm glad you've had a good time. And very good. Well, hey, hope you have a great bonfire tonight. You're probably going to need it to stay warm a little bit.
Really, it's actually been chilly all day. It's been like high 60s, and when the clouds move in, it gets real chilly. But I'll let you go. I was just looking to make a quick contact, and 373. Thanks again for coming back to me.
Great weekend, and enjoy. And I'll look for you on the log. 73 from W8COP Rose City.
73, can you be quick? Over.
K8YNU, Lenderson. K8YNU, clear.
This is KD8DUD, listening. Kilo, Delta 8, Victor, Uniform Delta.
Ready to Hannah. Come in, Hannah.